Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm delighted to be joined by Hussein Kazal, VP of Marketing and Partnerships with Nuage Networks from Nokia. Welcome, Hussein.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So why don't we just start with a description of Nuage and what your role is in guiding this business for Nokia?
Well, Nuage is a venture of Nokia focused on virtualizing networks for our customers. Our customers could be service providers that are trying to build private clouds or public clouds, or enterprises trying to do more automation and use SDN to secure their network. And we basically take advantage of x86 hardware in terms of CPEs in remote sites, regular servers in the data center, and then build intelligence and software to deliver networking performance that these customers want, adding security capabilities, a layer of network automation that allows them to deal with the mixed workload environment that they have, containers, virtual machines, bare metal servers, regardless of where those workloads are. It could be public cloud, private cloud, and remote sites. And we provide them that single fabric of automation, network automation, that allows them to do that connectivity all in software.
You know, it's interesting. Nokia obviously has tremendous history with network infrastructure and delivery of networking solutions. One question that I had for you after talking to a number of executives at the show this week is where you thought providers were with automating workloads and utilizing solutions like Nuage to actually deliver that full automation promise of virtualized networks.
A lot of enterprises today, when they connect their remote sites and then they want to consume applications in cloud, it takes them weeks and months to set up a site. Making a change to their configuration takes weeks and months. And providing the intelligence and the software to be able for those customers to basically on demand bring up a site, basically similar to your AWS experience, similar to ordering. You would order a CPE device, it would come to you, you'd plug into power and it connected to the internet, and then it automatically self-provisions, connects to the rest of the network, and you have a portal to basically modify this configuration. So it's a reality that a lot of these service providers are taking advantage of to kind of offer these enterprises new services beyond connectivity. So initially, they would basically, I will be your connectivity provider. But they're looking at network automation in the form of SD-WAN as a way to not only connect them, but also be able to offer them more services quickly at a much lower operational cost. So they don't have to send a technician to site. The customer can basically make the modification themselves. And this is the reason why a lot of these service providers in the past year or so have rolled out these SD-WAN services to enterprise. And in the data center, a lot of these enterprises, they're trying to create environments for their developers to develop applications much faster than they did before. Compute was virtualized years ago, and networking didn't really follow quickly in that. And SDN brought the ability to configure networking along with compute. So these developers can, in their agile framework, develop things quickly, deploy them, test them quickly, and then iterate. And then when it's ready, they can easily push it to production. And that's tremendous savings in operations for them and ability to serve their end customers with better products. So on the enterprise side, they're able to fulfill the requirements of this agile development mechanism faster. And for service providers, it's a way for them to upsell these enterprises a new service and grow their business.
This delivers an opportunity for providers to deliver new services, new revenue streams without requiring a separate piece of equipment to be deployed. That really is a game changer in terms of being able to be nimble and effective in terms of delivering services to the point of the customer in real time.
That's exactly it. These customers want enterprises. They're looking to focus on their core business. Their core business is not building a network and operating it. They're either a retailer or a financial services company or healthcare. And the ability to focus on their core business and let the service provider deal with that, for example, for SD-WAN, or simplifying the operation of the network and IT services to the extent that they don't have to invest a lot in terms of resources is great. And Nokia, from an enablement perspective, is able to offer them not just the networking piece, but then they have the hardware piece with airframe, for example, servers, orchestration, professional services, support. So all of the things that they would need to put these things in production.
Where do you think we hit the point where the vast majority of customers are enjoying these types of services? And what is the challenge from the provider industry in terms of getting there?
I think last year, everybody was in the evaluation phase where enterprises are not sure what this is going to do for them, specifically for SD-WAN. Data center started a couple of years before, but it was the same stage. Early on, the enterprise are not sure what to do with technology. Vendors are still trying to figure out how they can make money out of it. And then service providers are hesitant because they already have a lot of these MPLS circuits, IPVPN that are in service. This year, we see a lot of them have things in production, early pilots early in the year. Enterprises know what they need, so they can basically be able to decide what's a good fit for them or not. So I'd imagine next year would probably be a year where you'll see a lot of this adoption increases, just because enterprises know what they want and how to pick and choose what's best for them. Obviously, service providers, they have a lot of things going for them. You know, it's one thing to say that you have a technology that will be fast, but there's a lot of operational complexities in how they sell, how they support. And I think this year, a lot of them were building up that. And now they started with pilots. We have, for example, from our side, we have 400 enterprises already on the service. And we expect that number to exponentially grow in terms of adoption of enterprise of these SD-WAN. In the data center, we see a lot of these service providers doing telco clouds. So like 3UK is an example. A lot of them, they're building these clouds to host VNFs and be able to automate at a much bigger scale.
And now it becomes more about the complexity and holistic delivery of VNFs within these solutions.
Exactly. I mean, we're thinking of, for example, SDN is a technology that provides you with a platform that's flexible, that scales. How you use it, once it's deployed, then you can take advantage of it in different ways. And SD-WAN is more of a platform to not only connect sites, but be able to offer them value-add service, connectivity to public cloud, managed security services. So I think what's going to happen is that once you have this platform operational and you have customers on it, then people will be more creative in how do I make the most out of it.
Nuage is obviously delivering a host of capabilities. Where do you see Nuage being developed moving forward?
There are three areas that we are kind of focusing on, and those are aligned with kind of what our enterprise customers are asking for. The first one is being able to deliver this platform in a multi-cloud environment, which is a reality. It's no longer just a data center or public cloud. It's all of those. The second one is value-add services, so increasing the number of partners that we have. Obviously, we have all the security vendors, Palo Alto, Fortinet, Checkpoint, F5. WAN optimization, we have InfoVista. We're looking to grow that. We have some Zscaler integration. So grow those partners that offer value-add services that we connect with. The third one, which is critical, is security. So the way they looked at security before was it's separate from networking. You do networking and then you do security. Our view is that you should be looking at them together. While we're not a security company, we're a networking company, but we have enough hooks and integrations with security solutions to offer these enterprise customers comprehensive solutions. So these three areas of focus will continue to be where in multi-cloud, we're looking at more things in public cloud and add AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud in terms of more capabilities there. Value-add services, more partners, like I said, and integrations. And the third one is security, is trying to share more in terms of analytics and end-to-end visibility over what we already have.
You mentioned earlier the great collaboration that Nokia also has with Intel in terms of marrying that software with hardware. Why is that important?
For us, as a software product without running on proprietary hardware, it's important to make the most out of this hardware. And we're working with Intel on how can we push the limit of performance. A lot of these x86 devices, they're over-the-shelf chipsets, and working with Intel enables us, for example, on Quick Assist, for example. It's a feature that allows us to push performance to close to line rate, make use of the cores that are available, which is important for us because we are trying to do networking on that x86 device. And usually networking was on proprietary hardware with ASICs, which is the case in a lot of networking routers and switches. But when you're talking about SDN, being able to reach line rate using x86 boxes is not a trivial task, right? You have to be very efficient in the code that you develop. And working with Intel has enabled us to, on these newer platforms that are pushing out, to be able to pre-qualify our VNF, which is the VCPE, using their optimization tools, and then be able to deliver that to our customers. So that collaboration helps us on the technology side and the innovation, being able to build into the product, but also on the co-marketing and kind of working together assures our customers that they're getting the best of both worlds, Intel experience with Nokia's experience.
Hussein, thank you for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. One final question for you. I'm sure that folks are interested in Nuage and seeing what this kind of solution can deliver. Where can folks find more information about what you're delivering to the market?
Thanks, Allison. www.nuagenetworks.net is a very good place to start. There's also www.nokia.com. So both websites have plenty of information about what we do from an SDM perspective, orchestration, and airframe. So that'll be a good get start. And then there's a contact us on those websites you can reach out to.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Allison.